My mom just texted me and she says, Stu had a bad morning. He got up early to make breakfast and then he opened the glasses cupboard and it was a booby trap. A wine glass fell onto the plates on the counter and blew up everything. You can imagine it was a mess to clean up. So after we were done and his blood pressure normalized, we were able to joke about it. And he said, he's like, we joked about how it could have been worse. In the end, he said, bad things don't happen to me. They happen to Rachel. Me.
Perfect.
She checks me.
Are we all set?
Okay, I'm ready. Yeah, we're set.
Because if you're not set, none of us can go.
Right. That's right. It
all hangs on you, Mitch.
That's right. It all depends on you.
I'm the glue, keeps us together, and gets us going.
You're the gushy center of our...
Correct.
Not going to finish that analogy.
That is correct. Okay. That is correct. Well, welcome. This is Due to Underwhelming Demand, the podcast with Dave, Rachel, and Foreman. The podcast that's kind of like those It's Gonna Be May memes.
Yes.
You know, not that funny.
Yeah, but we got a lot of shares on that, so.
Rachel.
It was good.
Stop it.
I love it.
I could have said it's like those It's Gonna Be May memes. Old and tired?
No. Justin Timberlake made a reel about it this year.
That's
even.
Exactly right, because read a story about why they even sang the song that way, which tells me this whole thing has jumped the shark, nuked the fridge.
Yes.
It's over.
It's not over. It's like jumped the shark. It's like
over.
A new thing.
Stop
now.
Stop it.
It's not
Stop
new.
It.
He
it's
made not- a he made a reel about it, and Lance Bass made a reel about it.
Yeah, like, guess what right they did last year on April 30th?
Yes. Again,
saying.
Stop. Please
Well,
stop.
I've never seen Justin acknowledge it.
Okay,
so
I beg you.
I think it's still funny.
What was the story that the producers were Swedish or something and they thought that that's how the word should be pronounced?
Something like that.
And he was like, okay,
know.
If you
I
say so.
Care.
No, I don't think so. Because in it, the other guy says me.
Yeah, I don't.
Not
care.
May.
Yeah, all right. Pour some sugar on May.
That one's funny. I like that one.
That one I like.
Don't know what funny is. Anyway.
Thank you. Well, with that in mind, we'll continue.
Continue this hilarious podcast.
That's right.
Comedy Hour's off to a great start.
By the way, don't forget this fine podcast is brought to you by Foreman.
The Children's Oxford County Subchapter Team that invites you to the Family Fun Day during Woodstock Minor Baseball's House League Ball Tournament coming up June 21st to 23rd because they are dedicated to promoting the Children's Health Foundation in Oxford County, and particularly that Saturday, June 22nd at Southside Park in Woodstock. All the fun raised for all that family fun are going to the Children's Health Foundation.
Yay!
Yeah, so if you're in Oxford County, if your child needs to go to the hospital, Children's Hospital, it goes to the London Children's Hospital. So yeah, June 21st to 23rd at Southside Park in Woodstock. They've got lots of activities for kids, especially on the Saturday, the 22nd, June 22nd. Lots of activities for kids and families to participate in. There's, of course, baseball going on. You can watch some of the games. Maybe your kids are in some of the games. So you can go to that event, maybe contribute to the Children's Health Foundation there, because this is all to raise money for them.
Yeah, if you haven't had a situation yet and you live in Woodstock or Oxford County, like, you probably don't realize that that's where you go. That's where your kids go. That's where they get cared for, is Children's Hospital in London. So this is very important to raise money for Children's Health Foundation, and Southside Park, June 22nd, is where you want to be.
We used to work at, the address was 743 Wellington Road South.
Send all your free stuff there.
Nobody's there now. I think it's for sale again.
We spent a lot of time working in that building, a long, long time. Me in particular, most of my radio career was spent in that building.
All of my radio career was spent
really?
In that. Yes.
Wow.
Most of mine, yeah.
So it used to be where CJBK started there. And then CJBX, which is the radio station that we were happy to work for a number of years. And then more radio stations moved into the building, like
CKSL.
CKSL, CIQM, which is, I believe, Virgin Radio now. CKSL's gone. CJBK is now gone. And we moved out of the building. So someone's organizing a reunion of all of us that worked in that building. Should I or shouldn't I go? because I hate reunions. I can't tell
well,
you.
If I can go, I'll go, especially if you guys go. I think the day that it's on, we have two dance recitals and I'm going to be at all day. So we'll see if I can make it afterwards. But
the organizers,
I think it would be fun. I think there's a lot of people going.
They describe it this way, that they have met many amazing people during our long, illustrious careers in radio.
Yeah, yeah,
we thought it would be a great time to get people together to celebrate this amazing industry and reminisce about days gone by, especially since legacy radio station CJBK went off the air in June.
Right.
The original idea was to plan a reunion for people who worked with them over the years at 743 Wellington Road South. But then we decided to open it up to encompass people who were in the radio course at Fanshawe at the same time we were in the 80s and 90s and others we met along the way. Blah, blah, blah,
so there's going to be lots of people I don't know.
Yeah. Those four radio stations plus Fanshawe grads through over a couple of decades.
Yeah.
So Dave, you'll know lots of people. Why don't you go? I know you won't go because I know you hate doing stuff like that.
Because I would know lots of people. Why would I want to go to something where I know lots of people?
What would you rather? What are you going to do otherwise?
On a sunny June day?
Right.
Lots.
Like, I could go find to a party.
What?
It's a party.
Yeah, but it's not
a fun party.
It's not a...
There's no cost to attend. There will be a cash bar and food available to purchase, and we invite you to bring any and all memorabilia you have.
Cool. I'll bring Dave.
See? That's exactly what I'm talking about. As soon as you start talking about memorabilia, like, that's it. Like, that's it. I show up. I'm memorabilia. I don't know.
All your friends will be there. People you worked with.
What
like
do you mean all my friends? You are the only two friends I have.
Oh my God. You didn't have friends before us? Like, come on. You
we'll
did.
All go if you go.
You had all the boys, all the boys that would hang out together and you'd
what
go for
boys?
I don't
what
know.
Boys
like
did
Steve
I hang
Garrison
out with
and you would hang out with. And maybe Rich Trevin be there? I don't know.
I used to talk to them in the hallway.
Yes.
I never
well, you hang work out with these you spend lots of time with these people.
I didn't hang out with any of them. I don't think I did.
I don't know. Well,
I don't think
fine,
I did.
Don't go. I don't care. I mean, if you're going to go and be grumpy about it, don't go.
I'm not going to go and be grumpy. Why would I go and be grumpy?
Foreman, are you going to go, Foreman?
If Dave does.
Okay.
You're only going to go if Dave does?
Well,
what if I go?
Well, that might...
Well, I'll go if you go.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. It's 3 to 8, and then there's, you know, an after party after 8.
Sure.
Wait a minute. Now, are you coming, Rachel, or not?
I will come if I can, if I'll probably be later in the evening or night,
See, Foreman, I think actually you've upped it. That makes it more appealing to me. Not necessarily that you're not going to be there, Rachel. Please don't take it that way. I'm just, I find it appealing that Foreman's going to be there. Mm-hmm. Because remember when we did that, how many years ago was that? The company sent us all down. There were radio stations from all across Eastern Canada.
Yes.
And we all congregated. We all worked for... Big Blue or whatever they're called, Bell. And so we congregated in Niagara-on-the-Lake. They put us up for the night, and then we spent the entire day working on things and learning things. And
that's where I first met my soon-to-be competitors in Halifax, as it turns out. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we sat at separate tables.
Turns out you have to learn how to be a radio jock. There's actually a skill to it.
Yeah,
well,
so
they flew in all kinds of bigwigs and consultants and Americans and all to teach us how to be better morning shows.
Yeah, they just wanted us to be better at what we did, and I thought I thought we all learned quite a bit that day.
I use those notes all the time that I took at that
day. It was a long day of trying to take all of this stuff in, but I remember afterwards, they said, hey, everybody up to the top floor of the hotel where...
There's a bar, open bar.
Let's go up to the top. And then they wanted us, because they wanted us to introduce ourselves, the morning shows, to all the other morning shows. Everybody got up and talked to, told everybody a little bit that they did on the radio. And I think we got up and said, we do good idea, bad idea, or whatever it was.
Right.
Good idea.
But Foreman and I don't know whether Rachel was involved.
Yes, she was.
Was she? Okay.
100%.
There was some beer involved, and we sat there and just criticized all the other radio shows. Do you remember doing that?
We just giggled to ourselves.
That's right. I don't know.
And we're told to
that.
Shush several times because other shows were presenting.
You were getting louder and louder.
Our boss was there.
Yeah, that's
She didn't like that. I think that was the beginning of the end for us.
Well, maybe. Could have been.
But that was that was before COVID, back when that Blue was investing in their talent.
Well, yeah. And it was...
You were on a great path at that time.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite times, though, just sitting there going... and making... You know, doing
so
that, all that.
How does that relate to this reunion? Well, you're only going to come.
We can do that at this.
We can do that again.
Foreman and I can
separate
ourselves.
We'll just sit in the
ourselves.
Corner and talk about everybody else.
Yes. Okay. Maybe I'm in. All right. You convinced me. Maybe I'll go.
Yeah, oh, sure. God.
This is Due to Underwhelming Demand with Dave, Rachel, and Foreman, or as we like to call it, Podcasto de Mayo.
Okay. Podcasto de Mayo? We're a little late on that.
My girls asked me recently, what's Cinco de Mayo? And I'm like, I don't know. I think you just go and eat tacos. And like, I'm not really sure what it's for.
You're not going to tell them
it's
about
a celebration of Mexican culture.
Tequila? Well, cerveza?
Mama drinks a margarita.
Okay.
I wasn't going to say that because I would be very polite.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Really? Right. Yeah. That's new.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute. Is that a segue?
That it is. Because when you talk to someone you're such good friends with, like us three obviously are, you're going to be putting on your polite voice, your polite responses, right? And that's exactly what Ashley found her situation in, because she goes the extra mile to be very polite to others.
I feel that.
She's got great public manner that way.
She does. Okay. Yes, your wife, Ashley. That's right.
Yes. But can you go too far when being polite with others?
Yeah, you don't want to be a doormat.
No.
Yeah, but I think I have always tried, and I get sometimes from time to time, because I for years I was very uncomfortable when someone would say, hey, oh, I love your, I love your radio show, or I love your, when I would be out doing, maybe I'm shopping, and I don't know this person. Mm-hmm. And my wife would always say, you got to look them in the eye and you got to be very nice to them and all of that stuff. And I was like,
yeah,
I thought I did. Well, yeah, but yeah, I said, well, it makes me, I get very uncomfortable because I don't know what to say. And I'm grateful, don't get me wrong.
Yep.
And so I learned, over the years, I had to learn how to go, oh, thank you so much. And with that in mind, I've also, because you get that minor little bit of celebrity, I always try to be polite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I was
just
in that situation. Case.
Yeah. Hold doors. Yeah. Do all of that stuff. Just in case.
Yesterday, I went into the Elmwood Family Dental Center to get my teeth cleaned. And Nicole is a receptionist there. And right away, she says, are you Foreman from BX93?
Why, I sure am.
Jeez, after all these years.
Can I get the door for you? That's how it works.
What can I help you with?
Yeah, what can
then I
help
I got
you
to know Nicole is about to marry Ryan, by the way, and they just had a wedding shower on the weekend.
Oh,
and
all right.
They're having a wedding this summer at her parents' property near Belmont, and the reception is at Queso Station.
Oh, nice. Lovely, okay.
Now I know all that about Nicole and Ryan.
See?
Cool.
How polite am I to pass that on to everyone else now?
Very polite.
Very nice,
But if you're talking to someone like that, where it's not in our situation, but say you see them all the time, say they're a parent of another child that your child interacts with on a regular basis. So you know them, you see them at events. I mean, you're not close personal friends, but you chat with them once in a while. And what if that person's very hard to hear? Like, they talk a little bit quietly, so that you don't want to be rude by saying, pardon?
Yeah,
can you speak
all
up?
The time.
Pardon? Say that again. So maybe you might be like Ashley and you smile and nod at what they're saying.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
You just pretend that you hear them.
Okay.
I assume that person gets that a lot, but they don't know it.
Perhaps.
I assume this happens to that person a lot.
And then
but they probably don't realize.
No, because
they're
then
just
perhaps
like, everyone's very agreeable.
Yeah. Every time
everyone agrees with everything,
people just nod.
People nod and smile.
And then the next event that your child and their child are at the same thing together, say I'm there instead of Ashley. And this other parent is also there. And then she comes up and gives me a bag of clothes and says, oh, your wife knows what this is all about, so here you go.
Uh-oh.
So she doesn't know.
And then I come home and say, hey, Ashley, I have this bag of clothes. I got it from this person. And Ashley says, why?
She doesn't know.
She doesn't have a single clue why. Who got the clothes?
Whose clothes? Bad. Do they fit your kids?
It definitely came. She says, well, it must. I was talking to her the other night. It must have come up in that conversation, but I couldn't quite hear.
That's a whole conversation she missed. That's not like a sentence or two.
Oh, there's
like,
a lot in there.
That's a full-on agreement of some kind that there's Ashley totally missed.
There's a lot. That's a lot. Yeah. So,
how big are like the clothes? The size of your kids?
Well, we figured out, no, they're from her. Her daughter is a year older than ours and quite a bit taller. So they're those child's hand-me-downs so Harley can wear.
Oh, okay. Not for you to pass on somewhere else because that would have been awkward if you were supposed to pass them on and then she sees Harley wearing.
You don't know that. You're just trying to figure this
out. We're piecing this together. Uh-huh. That seems like it's what it is. Yeah.
What if she then, the next time you see her, starts saying stuff and is looking for, cash, money. Where's my money?
Yeah, did Ashley agree to buy these clothes?
Yeah. She doesn't know.
Have you checked to see whether there are any issues, holes in the clothes? Maybe Ashley's supposed to repair them. You don't know.
She agreed to sew them.
If she was a seamstress.
You don't know.
Yes, that's true. Probably.
You don't know.
She's supposed to repair them and give them back.
I believe afterwards, Ashley sent a polite text message to this person to say, thank you for the clothes.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
And then the response was, great, I'm glad they fit, or something like that. So,
that's a little bit of a clue there.
It's a clue. It's still not the whole story.
Yeah. So you're not giving them back. That's what I deduce from that.
No.
You don't have to give them back.
No.
Wow, this is quite a mystery.
Maybe she just gave them to you on consignment. You don't know.
No. I just pray this never comes up in conversation in person ever again.
Hopefully you guessed the right thing and that was it. Like,
so far, so good.
If Ashley or if Harley shows up wearing these clothes in front of the other mom and the mom's like, what is she doing wearing those?
Why is she wearing that?
I would get myself into some kind of situation like that for sure. Because I will talk to people. I get caught by, salespeople in the mall who try and get your attention. Hey, do you want to try? And Jeremy keeps walking.
Chat with them?
Oh, God. I get caught every time. And Jeremy's like, why do you talk to those people? And I'm like, I can't help it. He's like, you can. Just keep walking. I'm like, no, that's so rude. And
I feel like that's maybe not so much in your case. Because I think you're more prone to doing that. But that happens to me all the time. And Janet will say to me, why do you say anything?
Yes, just that's what Jeremy says.
And because I can't.
I can't help it. I'm going to talk back.
I usually will go, I will say something like, when we're in Mexico, if you're walking down, if you happen to be in an area where they're selling stuff, it's constant.
Yes,
hey,
of course.
Senor, hey, Canadian boy, or whatever you're wearing, they'll say something to you because they want to sell you something. And I'm always like, no, senor. Gracias. Yeah. Right. And Janet just is making a beeline. And then
she
always says
them.
To me, why do you talk to them?
Ignore them. I have to say hello back.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll be like, no, gracias, whatever. And I'll say whatever you say. But I have to talk back to them because that's rude.
I
would totally get caught in an Ashley situation.
No, I listen to the pitch at the front door when they come to the door.
And I'm like, interested.
What the peephole is for. So you can see if it's a salesperson, and then you just don't answer.
Cool in my door? Yeah. I don't have that.
All right. Well, with that in mind, then, Foreman, maybe,
we're about to find out how many parents from the swim team listen to this. That's all I can say.
This is Due to Underwhelming Demand, the podcast with Dave, Rachel, and Foreman, the podcast that you should give to your mom on Mother's Day and then stand back in case she throws something at you. Okay. Calls you cheap and ungrateful.
Yeah, no. The blender you thought would be a good present.
That's right.
No, but I think we learned, and I think I've said this before, the hard way, not to buy appliances for your mother.
No kitchen appliances allowed.
No kitchen appliances allowed.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the same note, by the way, happy 70th birthday this coming weekend to my father-in-law, Barry.
Oh, 70. Nice. Wow, what a milestone. All happy birthday, Barry.
If any birthday is going to trump Mother's Day, it's got to be this one this weekend, right? Right, Marlene?
Ooh.
No, probably not.
You'll have to do two different parties.
Hopefully they don't listen to this until after the party happens.
Maybe. You better hope that. You better hope that.
All right, well, let's just
kidding.
Segue right out of that and into Rachel's fun facts.
Oh! I really do think those are fun facts. Rachel?
Rachel's fun facts!
Lee Scotty likes them.
Okay. Well, at least somebody does.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. I've got a couple of space fun facts. And I know Foreman loves space. So we'll start with those. Okay.
It's a double layer Tales from Space fun facts.
Space. Okay. Yeah. Fun facts. That's
okay,
right.
Okay. So this is. Okay.
Fun facts
are these,
from
From space.
Are these, okay. Are these in fact fun?
I think so. Yeah.
Are they at least factual?
I think so. Yes, they're factual. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Sometimes that comes into question, too.
Yes, it does.
Okay, slow your roll there. Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Did you know scientists have created a perfume that smells like outer space? Because none of us really know, but scientists can figure it out. The perfume is described as smelling like gunpowder, seared steak, raspberries, and rum. A little burning, a little sweet.
Wow.
That's what it smells like out there.
Mm. So it basically smells like five guys playing poker? Like, what do you...
smells like burning and then a little bit sweet. Rum and raspberries.
Rum and raspberry, okay.
A little sweet there? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fine.
Sounds like a night out at Fallsview.
That's what it is.
All right. Well,
sure.
Classy.
There, but
yeah.
Sure. The gravity around a black hole is so warped, and this
How
is kind of mind
is it?
Yeah, it's a little mind blowing.
Okay.
The gravity around a black hole is so warped that if you could get to the next one, the light would orbit around it and you'd be able to see the back of your own head.
I don't even
know what that means.
Yeah, could you read that again? That's just
the gravity around a black hole is so warped that if you could get to the next one. The light would orbit around it, and you'd be able to see the back of your own head. It's all just perception.
You can't get to the next one.
Well, I know, but they figured out that if you could, this is what it would do. Space is wild, man. Space is wild.
That made me laugh. I will say that.
Okay.
But only because I don't even really know. Because
you don't. I don't really understand it.
I don't understand any of that.
Because I'm not a. Anyway.
I'd like to see Matthew McConaughey act that out in his next space movie.
You can see the back of your head.
I mean, that's kind of cool to think about. Okay, I got a couple of basketball facts.
I feel like if I'm seeing the back of my head, it's not kind of cool, Rachel.
No. It's how you'd.
You can't randomly throw out kind of cool in certain circumstances.
Depends what you've been doing that evening, you know?
If I'm seeing the back of my head, does that mean the front of my head has come off? Like, you have to think that through.
I don't know if it's
kind of cool.
It's just that the light would orbit and then you'd... Anyway, I don't know. Okay.
That's
The shortest career, couple of basketball facts for you. The shortest career for anyone who's played in the NBA is Jamison Curry. And he played 3.9 seconds for the LA Clippers in 2010. And that was it. His whole career in the NBA, 3.9 seconds. Jamison Curry.
Well, at least he could say he, you know.
At least he did it.
He played in the NBA.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On the other end of things, you know, who played a lot of games in the NBA, Michael Jordan. After Michael Jordan scored a career-high 69 points in one game.
69.
His teammates. Stacey King. His teammate.
Speaking of lasting 3.9 seconds.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
That'll do it, eh?
Thank
After
you.
Michael Jordan scored a career-high 69 points in one game, teammate Stacey King said, "I'll always remember this night as the night that Michael Jordan and I combined to score 70 points."
That's very funny.
Okay, did you know that the word bed looks like a bed? All in lowercase.
Huh.
How about that?
That's not fun. I thought that was kind of fun. That's cool. It does look like a bed.
Did you know that the D can see the back of the B?
Yeah.
In a black hole.
In a black hole. How about that?
Okay.
Like if it had eyes.
If it had eyes.
Okay. Your dog, if you have a dog, I know you guys have had dogs. You don't now. I have a dog now.
Mm-hmm.
Your dog probably dreams about you. According to researchers, dogs likely dream about their owners' faces, smells, and pleasant experiences they've had with them.
Okay.
So we know my dog's not dreaming about Jeremy, then.
No, that's true.
She still hates him.
No.
That's the nightmares where they're barking and running in their sleep.
Yeah.
So she growls right. at him yeah. daily. Yeah, uh-huh. She just doesn't like him at all. Okay. Rachel's Fun Facts! A snollygoster. I've never heard of that name. Or it's a noun. It's a thing. It's a person, actually. Snollygoster. It's a snollygoster. Snollygoster. Snollygoster.
Use it in a sentence.
It's a politician whose actions are motivated by self-interest rather than morals. That politician is a snollygoster. That's what you would.
Ah, the one who's trying to be president again.
Yeah. A lot of them.
That seems like a far too tame of a word for some of them.
Snollygoster.
I think there's
an actual word, anyways, for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it only has four letters.
Yes. Gray hairs. You'll be happy to know about this one. This is kind of a fun fact because it's a good fact. I think we all will like this one.
Good fact.
Gray hairs.
What cannot be fun about getting gray hair?
Uh-huh. Well, if they turn back to their regular color, they can naturally regain their color when we feel less stressed. Meditate. Zen.
I can tell you right now, that ain't happening. I don't know who told you that, but
this is not reversing.
It's not reversing.
It's not a thing.
All right, last one. Forgetting minor details. If you forget minor details sometimes, like the name of a person you just met, it actually helps your brain maintain efficiency by prioritizing more important information. So we all know Dave must have a very efficient brain.
That's right.
Yeah. You've got all the important information up there, Dave.
You have time for your bullshit, your name.
Yeah.
Dave forgets your face, too.
I don't even know your face.
He doesn't even remember your face.
Oh, it's not important.
No.
Not name nor face.
I'm too busy organizing things up here. Leave me alone.
Too busy trying to look at the back of my own head. Rachel's Fun Facts.
This is due to underwhelming demand. It's a podcast. It's Dave, Rachel, and Foreman. It's very easy to advertise with us. Very, very easy to advertise with us.
Yeah, you can email us anytime. DaveRachelForeman@gmail.com. We've got prices for every budget, starting at $75 an episode. So if you are looking for a place to advertise and the ad stays in the episodes forever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there forever. It's in perpetuity. It doesn't run out at any point like some other places.
If you're looking for a place for family fun, June 22nd, Southside Park in Woodstock. Family Fun Day during Woodstock Minor Baseball's House League Ball Tournament.
That's right. And they're raising money for the Children's Health Foundation. Now, that's a bonus ad because we only promised one, but you get two in this episode.
See? A little bonus for you.
All the freebies, you
guys. We aim to please.
DaveRachelForeman@gmail.com. Get a hold of us if you would like to advertise.
Anytime. Or you can email us just to let us know what you think of an episode or what your feedback on something.
We'd love that. Or if you have any questions or are wondering things, contact us.
Absolutely.
This is the point in the podcast where we hear from people that listen.
That's right.
Yes. We were talking about the Scholastic Book Fairs in a previous episode.
Yeah.
Janine says, I'm so relieved to be done with those flea market book fairs.
Oh, Actually, we have one coming up soon, and the kids are all like, oh, can I have money? Can I have money? I'm like, oh, okay.
I know. Yeah. Trina says, I'm like, oh,
no
Kendall.
More pens. No
yeah,
more
well,
pens.
On that topic, Trina says, oh, Kendall, I agree. Those dang book fairs. I cringe when I get that flyer home from my kid's school.
Yeah, and I know that when you buy from the book fair, it raises money for the school to buy more books for the library there, so I support it.
It's one of those things. You support it, but then you end up with all you have, like, no books.
Yeah. Like, you can, here's some money, but don't buy it. But I said, mm-hmm. I said to my kids, I'm like, no pens, no erasers, no markers, no highlighters, and no posters. And Julia's like, no posters. What? And I'm like, okay, fine. You can buy a poster.
What?
Posters or books. That's it.
Yeah. That's
it. Nothing else.
Nothing else.
On Spotify, someone with the handle Living the Lucy Life left us a comment on Spotify, nice. Which you can do anytime you want.
Sure.
And Lucy, I suppose your name would be, says, while I'm in the same boat as you guys about composting our beloved ones.
Oh.
Why were we talking about that?
Because that was the law.
Composting and, Grandpa
it was
or
a,
something?
It was a headline. And
Grandpa in the Garden.
Yeah, Grandpa in the Garden law. That was it.
Yeah, she says, I was slightly miffed that it was called the Grandpa in the Garden bill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about the grandmas?
Right, yeah. That's somebody's true. Always offended. That's right.
Yeah. Got a stuff her enough. In the garden, too.
Yeah, because Grandpa tends to go before Grandma most of the time.
So, it depends, you know. Yeah. Sure.
We have another comment on Facebook Messenger from Ginger.
Okay.
Ginger.
Great.
Hi, guys and girls. This one is for Dave.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. When my dad showed me his precious lawn he cares for in the heart of the Beaver Valley, I immediately thought of you and your love for the big blue and red conglomerates that have taken over your lawn.
Yes.
Well, check this out. It's a couple of pictures that's a wide shot of the yard and shows all the dirt turned up all over the place. And then a close-up. And this is big piles of dirt on his beautiful, pristine lawn.
Oh, I've been there, been there.
And guess what did it, she says? A raccoon!
Oh, a raccoon did all that?
Yeah.
It wasn't even man-made.
No.
You got grubs. That's grubs.
If it's that bad.
Raccoons and skunks, they do that.
Yes. Well, since taking those pictures,
get some nematodes.
Ginger says he mostly fixed it and caught the raccoon in a live trap.
Okay.
Thought he was done until it happened again.
Oh, no.
He's so not impressed.
No. I shouldn't be. No.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's no fun. I haven't really had issues with that, but I know at the golf course I play at, there's a certain time of year where all of a sudden you'll see chewed up parts of the fairway, and that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, the grubs.
That's what they're after.
We just got a deck done a few weeks ago, and now twice in the last week I've seen a big, very well-fed rabbit in our yard.
I'm thinking
he's probably living under there.
Yeah.
We have rabbits and cats, actually, under our shed.
Yeah, rabbits.
Yes, they had kittens back there. Oh my God.
I chased them out. Get out! Get out of here.
I can't let Roxy out, because the cats will kill Roxy, for sure. She's such a wimp. Anyway.
Well, we have one of our favorite moments of almost every podcast. We have some pending voice memos from Scotty.
Okay, all right.
Let's hear it. Let's go.
There are two remaining here that none of us have listened to yet. So,
no.
All right, let's have
a little nervous play one and see what happens.
Let's see what we get.
Yeah, okay. Kay. Here we go.
Hi, I just wanted to call about Rachel's story. About her daughter writing her name in invisible ink on the wall. No. I'm wondering, had you already told her the story about your sister that carved her name into the table? And that was forever her spot at the table? Maybe she thinks if she writes her name on the wall, then it's her house, you know? Like, maybe she was hoping you'd never see that, and then somewhere down the road you're like, get out of my house, and then she'd fire up the black light. And, oh, yeah? This is my house.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, get the... Anyway.
I can't remember if she knew it, but she might have known about that. Yeah. I feel like we were talking about that, actually. Mm. So she might have known that ahead of time. Okay.
Do you want to hear one more?
I'll be asking for money if she kicks me out.
Okay, sure. Let's do it. One more.
I wanted to comment on the story about the guy who kept getting sent pizza that he didn't order.
Mm-hmm.
And how Rachel had thought that it was... It was funny at first because she didn't think it was malicious. And when she said malicious, it reminded me of the 90s pop band D-Light and their song Groove is in the Heart. and the lyric from that song. So if a person were to do that, they could say, I've sent you free pizza. It's not vicious or malicious, just lovely and delicious.
Stop chatting up.
Sorry.
Scotty, you had a drive-thru?
He was at a drive-thru, I think.
Sounds like he's in a warehouse.
Grooves in the heart. Yeah, love that.
All right. By the way, Scotty, somebody actually on TikTok messaged us about the pizza thing.
Oh, really?
Also, okay, yeah. That pizza thing is a big, everybody.
Ainsley said, I once sent our pizza to the house where my ex, then boyfriend, was cheating on me with his side chick.
Oh, that's a good one, actually. This is what we normally eat together. Ooh. Here you go, guys.
Ooh.
That's a message. Yeah. I like that, Ainsley. Good on you. Good for you.
Poor delivery driver caught in the middle of that shit.
You're caught in the crossfire.
You don't want to be the delivery person.
I agreed to wear this?
Yeah.
Well, when did I do that?
When we went to dinner the other night.
What, are you crazy?
What were you talking about when I went to the bathroom?
I don't know. I couldn't understand a word she was saying. I was just nodding.
There you go.